Call this hearing of the Senate Community Regional Affairs to order. The time is now 1:34, Thursday, February 9, 2024. We're in Belts 105. Members present are Senator Gray Jackson, Senator Bjorkman, and myself, Senator Dunbar. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Before we begin, I would like to thank Juliana Singh, the Community and Regional Affairs Recording Secretary, and Joseph Giesbrecht from the Juneau LIO for staffing the committee today. We have one item of business on our agenda today. We have an introductory hearing on SB 207, Military and Veteran Family Help Desk by Senator Kawasaki. Do any committee members have any questions before we begin? Okay, all right. Well, Senator Kawasaki and staff, if you'd like to come forward. Say into the record again, we have SB 207, Military and Veteran Family Health Desk, sponsored by Senator Kawasaki. We'll have a brief introduction, background information, and sectional explanation from the senator and staff, Riley Vaughn Borstel. We will hold invited and public testimony on the bill. All right. So, Senator Kawasaki, you want to begin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Senator Dunbar, and members of the Community and Regional Affairs Committee. I'm Senator Scott Kawasaki. I represent District P in Fairbanks, representing Fort Wainwright, the city of Fairbanks, and some of the Badger Road area. Like many Alaskan legislators, I also represent veterans and family members of military personnel, particularly active duty folks who live up in Fairbanks and are stationed at the Fort Wainwright installation. I'm here to talk about Senate Bill 207. So thank you again for hearing this bill so quickly. The bill would create a help desk, or what we call the military help desk, for military service members and their families to learn about the services that Alaska has to offer. This would be a one-stop shop. Transitioning to Alaska has challenges all of its own, as does serving in the military. And this legislation would save our military families time and reduce stress by streamlining service delivery. If passed, Alaska would be the third state to offer this service, following Washington State and Virginia that passed legislation recently. We want to ease the transition for military personnel and their families to Alaska and increase retention rates, as military industry is vital to our state's economy. We want to help serve those who serve us. I wanted to now introduce my staff member, Riley Vaughn Borstel, to discuss the bill further.
Thank you, Senator. Good afternoon, Chair Dunbar and members of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee. For the record, my name is Riley Vaughn Borstel, staff to Senator Scott Kawasaki. So a key group that would benefit from this bill is the spouses of military members. Over 50% of military spouses participate in the labor market, and about a third of military spouses work in occupations that require licenses. Occupational licensing varies state by state, and this legislation would create a one-stop shop, as the senator already said, to provide military spouses information in advance on how that licensing works in Alaska. Additionally, the desk would provide information regarding enrollment at the University of Alaska, childcare, education, shopping, and day-to-day life as an Alaskan. In addition to the aid that this legislation provides to military spouses and dependents, the bill also aims to make it easier for our veterans and former military members to return to Alaska should they choose to do so. This bill has a fiscal note of $94,500. Virginia and Washington, both of which have higher populations, have already shown this valuable service can be delivered with a single employee. If it pleases the chair, I can provide the sectional analysis for SB 207.
Yes, please do.
Section 1 of SB 207 amends AS 44, Section 35, to add Section 025, subsection A creates the help desk, subsection B outlines the duties of the help desk, and subsection C provides a definition of family member regarding who may access this service. Section 2 provides an immediate effective date for changes proposed in this legislation. Thank you again, and I look forward to our discussion. I'll pass it back over to Senator Kawasaki.
Thank you. I guess, were there any questions that I might be able to answer?
Start with Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Senator Kawasaki, for bringing this bill forward. But can you tell me what's the difference between this bill and the ones that were passed in Washington and Virginia, if there is any difference? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You better answer that.
Through the chair, Senator Gray Jackson, the primary difference between the bill that we're introducing and what has already been established in Washington and Virginia is that this bill is more inclusive of family members beyond only the spouse. See, the spouse in Washington and Virginia, that was the primary focus of their legislation, whereas this is more expansive and includes veterans and their family members.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Gray Jackson. Senator Bjorkman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Kawasaki, Ms. Van Borstel, thank you very much for this bill. I greatly appreciate it. As we think about issues that veterans have, one thing that I've come across multiple times in my district in talking to veterans is when they get a call from our VA center in Soldotna and they try to return the call, it's difficult for them to, one, figure out who called them, and then two, when they call back, it's difficult for them to get in touch with a real person when they call back. And so I'm wondering if this office might help navigate that problem and might create a situation, a standard operating procedure, something to where it's easier for veterans when they interface with the VA to call back the person who called them. And so I'm wondering if other members have had similar issues brought forward by their constituents and how we might broach that situation.
Thank you for the question. Through the chair, Senator Bjorkman, because I serve in the Senate representing Fairbanks, which is Fort Wainwright generally, and Eielson Air Force Base, we do get quite a few calls from veterans who are seeking service, for instance. And as a longtime employee of the hospital, we always used to have to call the Veterans Administration. I can tell you that the 800 number that gets directed to probably Seattle and then bounces back to somewhere in Alaska is very difficult to navigate. I wish we had more information directly from someone from the VA, but that would be probably something we could provide to you. I can tell you that a Veterans Help Desk or this Military Help Desk in general is what we are trying to bill it as, is a one-stop shop. And while the person wouldn't, since it's only one person who would be at the end of the line, they may not get the person live at the first call, that person would be the sole person responsible for answering those types of questions. And, you know, just imagine if you were to be able to just dial one phone number and get connected to the right person. I think that's what we envision as this bill would move forward.
Very cool. Okay.
Yeah, I can just say, from my experience and experience of a lot of my colleagues, if this bill, this person can do that, can get a hold of someone at the VA, they're going to be very busy, which is, I mean, to show there's an incredible need for exactly those kind of connective services that Senator Bjorkman mentioned. I think we do have someone on the line for invited testimony. So we will now move on to invited testimony. Open that for Tammy Peralt or Perot. Tammy, are you there?
Good afternoon, Chair Dunbar.
Yes. Would you put yourself on the record and begin your invited testimony?
Of course. Thank you very much, Chairman. For the record, my name is Tammy Perot. Good afternoon, Chairman Dunbar and members of the committee. I serve as the regional liaison for the United States Department of Defense State Liaison Office. Our office operates under the direction of the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness Issues. We focus on issues impacting military family quality of life. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today, and I apologize that I'm not with you in person. Our office supports the policy within Senate Bill 207, creating a military and family help desk for the state of Alaska. As one of the top three states per capita for military population, with over 7,800 active duty spouses and nearly 14,000 active duty children, this resource would be of great benefit to our military members. And I haven't even touched on the numbers of veterans that you have in your state that call the state home. States provide resources outside of and beyond those of the federal government. And Chairman Dunbar, you just used such a key term for what this help desk would do. It would be a connector. Licensing, education, expanded employment services, and access to higher education are just a few of the areas where military members and families navigate state resources. As you've heard, similar models have been successfully piloted in Washington State and Virginia. I believe there are other examples across the nation, including possibly Alabama and Florida. This small investment will make a tremendous difference for the state of Alaska. And it makes a difference for our military families. It's the difference between Alaska potentially just being a duty station versus feeling like Alaska is home. And like all of us, our first service members are looking for a place to call home, whether that is for a short time or after completing their service for them to stay in Alaska. Please consider this policy, which will create a help desk to assist military members, families, and veterans. We would especially like to thank the bill sponsor, Senator Kawasaki, and his staff, Ms. Von Borstel, for diligently working on this legislation. I stand for your questions.
Thank you, Ms. Perot. Are there any questions for Ms. Perot? All right. I'm not seeing anything. Thank you, Ms. Perot. I hope the weather at JBLM is as beautiful there as it is in Juneau today. We will move on now to Ms. Lisa Slaba, I think, from the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation. Ms. Slaba, could you please introduce yourself for the record and start your testimony?
Yes, my name is Lisa Slaba. I am coming to you as a personal views. So as you mentioned, I do work for the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation as their military project manager. However, my testimony does not reflect the official position of my employer. However, I am a military spouse who does live and work in the state of Alaska. And I am a firm believer in this this bill. As Tammy mentioned, it showcases the resources that the state of Alaska has and can provide to those who do come to live here, whether that be for 3 years or deciding to live here for the rest of their lives as they retire from service. And as someone who has had a PCS, who PCS to Alaska, one of the first things that we do as a military spouse is we begin researching that duty location. We want to know if that location is going to reflect the same quality of life that we have at the station we're leaving, or if it'll be better, if it'll be worse. What's it going to do to our family, our kids? Will I have a work opportunity? What will education look like? All of the different things that we have potentially been accustomed to at a previous duty station. And so by having this help desk, it provides someone to answer those questions. It provides someone who can point us in a direction of a resource that can help us further if it's not at the state level, if it's at our community level, and hopefully a warm handoff in that regard as well to connect us to the resources in Fairbanks, to the resources in Kodiak, to the resources in Anchorage, wherever that family is going to be living during their time in Alaska. So I truly appreciate you taking the time to hear my testimony. And like I said, I am in full support as an active duty family member currently living and working in the state of Alaska.
Wonderful. Are there any questions for Ms. Slaba? Not seeing any. Thank you very much for your testimony, Ms. Slaba. So we will now move on to public testimony. We'll start with folks in the room. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify to this bill? Okay, not seeing anyone. Moving to online. Let's see. I don't see anyone. We don't have anyone online. Okay, so seeing no more individuals wishing to testify, I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony in SB 207. If the public has any written comments they would like to share, please email it to committee members or to senate.community.and.regional.affairs@akledge.gov. So are there any additional questions or comments for committee members on this bill? Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank Senator Kawasaki again for bringing this forward and to tell you I'm really surprised that this doesn't already exist. You know, so thank you again. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Gray Jackson. Okay. Not seeing any further questions or comments. So. All right. So we will hold this bill over for further consideration. The Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee will meet next on Tuesday, February 13th. The time is 1:51 p.m., and this hearing of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee is now adjourned.